Hey, it's Bob here with a quick clarification before we jump into this episode. This was actually recorded several weeks ago when the weather was still nice enough for me to get outside and walk around my neighborhood and do one of these stroll casts. Here in January, it's a bit too cold to do this, so just in case you're wondering, how is it so warm in the Midwest? That explains it. Now on to the episode.
This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Hello, and welcome to episode 56. Quick, answer this question. What's this episode about? Come on, be quick about it, be fast. Okay, sorry I jolted you out of your comfort zone there, but this episode is about being fast, being quick, being nimble, being agile. And it's, in case you haven't noticed by the background noise, it's also another one of my stroll casts where I'm taking advantage of a few days of warm weather we have in the Midwest and walking and talking to you at the same time. So let's talk about this quickness thing, this being fast. I just wonder how quick you are in the way that you share yourself and your talents, you communicate with your fans, etc., etc. Let me share a little story. A few weeks ago, I did a book launch that was kind of interesting. In January 2011, I will be publishing my eighth paperback book. It's called Guerrilla Music Marketing Online, third book in my Guerrilla Music Marketing series. And back in October and November, I did I started making it available to people. About 85 to 90% of the book was written at that point, and I allowed people to order it ahead of time and get their name and their web address in a special section of it. Also, give me feedback that they might, if they gave me a good example or a success story of how they used one of the tactics or the websites I listed in it, to be an opportunity to be featured in the book. I give them a lot of other goodies, you might say. And so about a week before the deadline, it's already come and gone, so if you missed out on that opportunity, you just have to wait till January till the final book is out. But what I did about a week before the deadline, I had been planning on recording a video and posting it with me talking to the camera and listing the different benefits and just another multi-sensory way of communicating what this pre-launch or pre-publication offer was all about. But I was running out of time. And on this particular day, I just wanted to get out something quickly. So what I did is I just fired up my iPhone and recorded a short audio, actually using the very same app and the phone that I'm using to record this. And I pulled up a program called Audacity, which is a free audio editing program, and pulled that file into it and did some quick editing, uploaded it, and literally it took me about 30 to 45 minutes to record it, to edit it, to upload, to prepare an email that with a link to the audio, and to send it out to my list. So I did all that in less than an hour, and that's pretty quick. I mean, do you have mechanisms in place or the ability to communicate with your fans in a fast, quick, easy, and efficient manner? Because these days, I'm not talking about running around like a chicken with your head cut off and just being fast about everything. I'm just talking about getting your message out quickly and being able to act and respond to things in a short time frame. Now, the thing I love about this era that we live in is that everyone has access to the tools to be a self-sufficient artist, writer, author, musician, etc., and to be able to communicate with people on a global basis and do it rather low cost and do it quickly. Now, if I was releasing this book, see, my books are all self-published with the exception of a couple of the early ones. Everything I put out myself, and I make a living doing that. But if I had published this through a traditional publisher, for one, I would have had to get permissions and probably explain the whole thing and had to run by committees. And if they gave me permission at all, it would have taken weeks to get the okay to, for one, do this pre-publication offer and then to send out an audio message. They probably have to approve everything. I mean, it's the same way. It's just the way corporate structures are. I like the ability of being independent, being self-reliant, and being able to act quickly. And so I encourage you to embrace that same philosophy, because you can be very nimble when you are a one person or small business owner, that you make the decisions. You don't have to get any approvals. If you get an idea, it can literally be out the door quickly. So I thought that was pretty cool that within an hour of recording an audio, there are people all over the world who opened their emails, clicked on it, and were listening to something I had just recorded. I mean, talk about fresh news, you know? So I really encourage you to think about how your business is set up. I mean, yes, there's some technical skills required in recording and editing and uploading and all that stuff. But if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have some technical skills that put you above the mass of humanity who has no clue. And so, the cool thing is I used free applications. There was an app called, I believe it's called iTalk Lite. It's available from the App Store on the iPhone. And then I used Audacity, which is a free editing software. And even though I have other editing software programs in a different part of the house, I just decided to use Audacity for this particular thing that I'm referring to. So speed, can you get out things quickly? So there's another aspect of this whole speed and immediacy thing that ties into sort of a trend that I think a lot of the internet and the world is moving towards, and that's sort of real-time interaction with people. A lot of people see me, well, what's coming down the pike, Bob, if you look in your crystal ball? And I mean, I don't have any necessarily brilliant predictions, but there's some things that are already taking place now that are I think are just going to grow. And some of those are like live streaming video. I mean, YouTube has been around for a few years now. It's very popular. So you can record something, post it, and people can watch it later. But now there are sites like Ustream.com, Justin.tv, and other sites that allow you to actually stream video live. So you could show your live performances, your workshops, you in the studio or in the rehearsal. You can actually, you know, interact with people. They can text real-time comments and questions into a text box, and you can respond, you know, in the moment. Of course, there's also an explosion of location-based services. You've probably heard of Foursquare if you don't use it. And a lot of sites are moving toward having you indicate where you are. And so Twitter also is a very much a real-time thing. Like, a lot of people make fun of the, I don't care what you're having for lunch, you know, but the ability to actually post what you're eating while you're eating it is kind of a cool thing. I mean, you don't have to use it in mundane ways like that, but if you're somewhere and you like to show people what you're doing or indicate where you are at that moment, it's a way to communicate with speed and what's happening right now. And I think that is definitely a trend that's going to grow, and you're going to see more and more capabilities related to communicating what's happening this second or this minute. So it used to be, remember the joke about, I guess at the beginning of a school year, you would give a speech on what I did for my summer vacation. And that was the typical thing. You went on vacation and you took a lot of pictures and you came back and you had the photos developed, and then maybe you had people over and and then had a slideshow boring your friends and relatives with all the images of what you did, or video footage. But it was probably weeks or months after the effect, and you had to process it. Well, now you can go on vacation, and I did this. Pookie and I went to Colorado. We went to Washington State and the Oregon coast over the summer. And I was posting photos on Facebook and so on from the scene, you know, showing what we were doing. And not everybody's going to be interested in that, but it does show the human side of who I am, in addition to being this marketing guy. And so I think it's an important thing to share both your business and your creativity, and also show enough of your personal life for them to connect to you as a human being, because you are actually a human being, right? You're not a robot listening to this. I would hope not. And then one other quick tidbit about this whole immediacy, instant response thing. It kind of ties into the last podcast where I talked about seasonal and holiday tie-ins and how you can take advantage of that. And that's really being aware of trends and breaking news. I mean, a real clever way, or a strategic way, that you can have people discover you is if, say, there's a new movie coming out, or somebody just released a song, there's something in the news, somebody did something embarrassing that's all over the tabloids or whatever. If you have some perspective on it, in particular a perspective that would attract your ideal fans. You can blog about it. You can create a video about it, or do something that will leave a little trace of yourself with keywords related to a breaking trend. And when news is breaking on something, people immediately go online and start searching for information on it, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. And so if you can be one of the early people to post something about it, whatever that is, and however it ties into your music or your art, you could be found early on in those searches. And once a lot of people start linking to you, or you start ranking on YouTube or wherever it is that you post these things, the snowball effect can take place and more and more people will find you. So there's some, first mover advantage. You probably heard that phrase, but you have to be quick. So you have to be paying attention to what's going on, and you have to have the knowledge and the technical chops to be able to put something together quick and dirty. And sometimes, more often, quick is not perfect. In fact, using this iPhone app to record these podcasts, it's not as clear and high quality of an audio is when I sit in my basement and I use GarageBand and I use the Snowball microphone that I've been using for the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, that sounds pretty decent. This, the quality's not as good, but it's pretty good, and it allows me to get something out quick when I need to, and then I have the ability to do the higher quality things also when I choose to do those, and I have a little bit more time. So think about speed and how it's tied into your promotion, to your marketing, to the way you communicate with the world, how you connect with and engage with fans, because I think it's pretty important to be able to get something out in a timely manner. Hope that helps. Thanks, as always, for listening. I really do appreciate you. I know I get emails every now and then and run into people at conferences who say, well, I listen to your podcast, or I was at the Taxi Road Rally a month or two ago, and somebody actually pulled out their iPod and showed me how Artist Empowerment Radio was on it. It made me really feel good. So I know those are only a small percentage of the number of people who are actually listening. So if I haven't met you, if you haven't emailed me, I just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I really try to deliver value in these things and hope you benefit from them. So till next time, I'm Bob Baker saying thanks so much for listening to Artist Empowerment Radio.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Like what you're hearing? For more tips and tools, visit thebuzzfactor.com.